The over 1,100-mile Dakota Access Pipeline begins in North Dakota's Bakken oil field and is planned to stretch across the West to storage tanks in southern Illinois. The nearly $4 billion underground pipeline project, which began in June of 2014, was supposed to be finished by January of this year, but opposition to the project mounted when the pipeline was rerouted over the Missouri and Mississippi River watersheds and through Native American reservations, including Standing Rock Reservation, on the border of North and South Dakota. On Friday, January 20th, some 50 people crowded into the Monroe County Public Library's auditorium to participate in a workshop called Solidarity with Standing Rock. Native American activist Laura Reagan told the assembly that the pipeline project has led to collective action by Native American communities across the country, due in part to its overtones of racial injustice.
If you're not aware of the situation that's currently happening in Standing Rock, they are trying to put a crude oil pipeline in the ground through treaty land that's from the Treaty of Fort Laramie. So as per the treaty, this land belongs to the Standing Rock Nation. However, the government took that land at some point in the past and are trying to build a crude oil pipeline that's going to, if succeeded in building, it's going to cross the Missouri River. If it does, it has the potential to poison the water supply for millions of people. This pipeline was originally planned to go through Bismarck when the mostly white people of Bismarck decided that they didn't want the potential to poison their water, and so the pipeline was rerouted to go by the reservation.
Central to the opposition's argument against the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline are fears of a potential spill, which could cause environmental damage, including the possible contamination of water sources vital to the Standing Rock community. Kevin Iskor Locke is a Lakota resident of the southernmost community in the Standing Rock Reservation. He told Friday's gathering that his daughter, Bobby Jean Three Legs, was instrumental to organizing the resistance on the Standing Rock Reservation to the pipeline project based on a shared belief in environmental stewardship and communal identity. Since then, the protest presence in opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline has increased, as have the concerns of protesters.
Her name is Bobby Jean Three Legs. If you make a note of it, you could YouTube her and everything. But she was the one that went around my community, Wakfala, and she organized the youth there because this pipeline was coming through, but you know, people were just not aware of it. And she created some actions which in turn created awareness of what was going on. And I think she was primarily motivated by this understanding, her understanding what she had received from her grandmother about this role that we as Lakota people have in regard to protecting our treasure, our birthright, our inheritance, which is the underpinnings of life. And foundational to that is the water. We say, Miniki Wichoni, means water is life. Water is life. So she was the one that began a series of actions which brought attention. It began to snowball, so much so that I think when you all were there in August, right? In August, there was it had really become a flashpoint or a lightning rod for so many issues and so many points which unify people all over the world, such as, you know, this indigenous rights, such as the over-dependence on fossil fuel, the critical need to reverse the effects of global warming, the role of indigenous people as stewards of this land, really the role of all of us to safeguard and observe our sacred relationship, the role that we have with our ancestors and the role that we have with future generations. All of these and many, many more issues came to the fore with that.
Panelists said that clashes with police, often dressed in riot gear and armed with water cannons, crowd control dogs, and stun grenades, have escalated around August last year. So far, hundreds of people have been injured and over 100 have been arrested during the protests. Laura Reagan's sister, Kelly Tudor, is a representative with the American Indian Movement's Indiana and Kentucky chapter and was a panelist at the Inaugurate the Revolution workshop. Kelly Tudor recently visited Standing Rock and spoke with WFHB along with her sister following the panel.
Things started escalating in toward the end of August, actually, right after I left. I think literally like within days of leaving, things kind of exploded. I forget what it was that happened within days of me leaving. It might have been the dog attacks.
The dog's attack yeah. was like right after she left.
Right after I left. So there was a lot that started escalating toward the end of August. Things continued to escalate through September. October was kind of okay. Things were a little crazy up front, but like camp was, you know, just kind of still great and, you know, preparing for winter, that kind of thing. And then I think by November, things just also, November and December just really blew up with the spraying in the, you know, negative temperatures. And there was over 300 injuries in one night. So that was all November. And then the veterans went out, and that was kind of a cluster. I think that whole veteran, it was like 5,000-6,000 veterans that showed up, and really kind of, it was a good, I don't want to knock what they did, because it was a very well-intentioned, well-thought-out idea, but it wasn't implemented well, and things just kind of got really chaotic. And then since then,
chaotic how? Between the police and
just at camp with so many people and people getting stranded and during blizzards on the highway, and there was like lines of cars for hours and people couldn't even get in. There wasn't enough resources. It just wasn't well implemented. And then that happened, and then everybody kind of ignored continuing what's going on. But like every night this week, there's been clashes on the Backwater Bridge.
Several audience members asked the panelists how Bloomington area residents could get involved or contribute to the ongoing demonstrations at Standing Rock. Laura Reagan cautioned people from joining in the protests at Standing Rock without being able to provide for themselves. She also said that there are other ways to get involved, particularly with consideration to the election of President Donald Trump.
If you want to go and you want to support people and, you know, fight these pipelines and be a water protector, that's fantastic. But make sure you research what the weather is going to be like, what kind of supplies you're going to need to keep yourself warm and to sleep in and all of that. That's a really important thing. Also, you know, I don't have good feelings about our current, you know, inauguree and his view on Native peoples, because Donald Trump has a very long history going back into the 80s of a dislike of Native American people. So other than just these pipelines that need to be fought against, there are a lot of other things that we're gonna have to, in the coming days, be fighting against. And, you know, the way I look at it is my ancestors, they survived the Spanish, they survived the Mexican government, they survived the US cavalry, they survived, you know, horrible presidents who hated Native people, and we're going to survive this one too. We're going to keep fighting with this one too.
For WFHB, I'm Wes Martin.